The third sign is trouble in Jerusalem. Jesus pointed to Daniel's prophecy about the abomination of desolation. Daniel wrote about it three times. This will be a man who sets himself up in God's city, in the holy place, and claims to be God. He will not accept anyone's authority above his own. He will be a tyrant, centered in Jerusalem, whose actions affect the whole world. Then comes the fourth sign, which happens right after Jerusalem's distress. When this sign comes, no one will be able to deny it. There will be no more false prophets or false messiahs. The sun will go dark. The moon will stop shining. The stars will fall. Isaiah prophesied, "The heavens will be rolled up like a carpet." When this happens, everyone will know the end has come, and Jesus will return in power and glory. All the stars of heaven will be taken away. The skies will be rolled up like a scroll, and all their stars will fall like dead leaves from the vine, like leaves dropping from the fig tree. The natural light will vanish, and only artificial light will shine on the earth. What is happening? What is going on? People will ask. This is it. Christians will cry out. The sun, moon, and stars will stop shining right before that moment. God will turn off the lights of heaven to prepare for the blazing light of lightning that shows his return. Then he will come on the clouds back to earth, and we will meet him. We are not gathering in some stadium because there is no stadium big enough for such a crowd. We will meet him in the air, and that will be enough. What a wonderful promise that is. When you see all these things, you know he is at the gates, just about to walk through.